Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay takes a dribble. Now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson. 14 threes.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Matt Stein, Matt Starrell, the Guru Johnson are outside Chase Center.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Mavericks are in town to take on the Golden State Warriors. And Klay Thompson makes his return as a Dallas Maverick after being with the Golden State Warriors since 2011. And he will be wearing a Mavericks jersey tonight, which will make it a little bit unusual and probably a little bit strange, but I anticipate it's going to be a festive night with Klay Thompson getting a rousing ovation from Warrior fans who no doubt appreciate him helping lead this team to four titles.
I do. You know, I get fixated on one. I got a one-track mind, right? So, you know, when I get something in there, it's just like, oh, my God, I can't stop thinking about it until it happens. So I do believe, like Game 7 a couple years ago, against Sac, Curry told Dre to sit this one out. I got it. I do believe Steph Curry will address the crowd and Klay. But if Klay can get on that mic and say something back, it will go berserk, bananas. In my mind, that's how I want it to end. Not like the Sopranos, that finale garbage. I want this. I want Klay to get on the mic after Steph passes it to him and he talks to Dub Nation. Oh, my God. I can see it happening right now, man. Tap into it.
Oh, my God.
That's my prediction. You didn't ask. I shared it with you all. Klay gets on the mic tonight.
And what's he going to say?
I told you. Thank you, Dub Nation.
Next question.
You mean a lot to me. Hey, Evan. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'll take my victory lap tomorrow.
For what?
Right. Ritter, the fan.
For what?
For predicting Klay probably will say something.
Oh, my gosh.
Paul, put on the hats.
I put on the hat for a picture already. That's it.
Prima Donna Raymond.
That's it.
Put on the hat, damn it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey,
Raymond Ritter, the great.
President of the Warriors, basically, Raymond Ritter. Is there anything you can share that might be happening tonight with the Klay, the video? We're going to get a nice video.
Hope everybody will extend the hat.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Raymond is the
Raymond
man.
Doesn't come on.
That's
they'll be giving away Klay captain hats, and when the directive comes down, there's going to be an 18,000 person salute. That's what my sources are saying. So there you go. Dallas
the
in
man.
Town tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the Warriors. They're 8-2.
Man,
off to a great start, and 4-1 on their recent road trip. Just one loss in that trip to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They beat Boston. They beat OKC. And my question is very simple. What do you attribute this good start to, Gu?
Will and want to, and the fact that I honestly believe last year did not sit right with Steph, Dre, Steve Kerr, the organization, Stoney, and not making the playoffs. That's one. And then identifying three guys that I wasn't against, but they weren't superstar caliber. But that's not how you win. You got to have depth. And watching Buddy Hield fit in like he was born to play in this system. Slow-mo, who's just out there, you know, Mr. IQ. And then also Melton, who's starting right now, and I love it. So, Stoney, I mean, shout out to Gary Payton II's dad, but this thing is fitting like a glove. And I'm not going to put any limitations on where this thing can go, but You're talking about 8-2. I can't wait to see the next 10 games to see if there's, you know, a moment of coming back to earth. But if this thing continues to get out of control, I mean, I know you're going to be like, Goose, you know, slow down. You did yesterday in regard to playoffs. I understood it. It's fun. But, man, Stani, I really believe the way that they get after it, that tenacity on defense, their ability to switch. It didn't work against Cleveland, but I saw what it did against Boston. So I'm excited, and I did not see this 8-2 start. So already past last year when they were kind of 5-6-2, and you're like, "Good, they ain't played anybody, slow down," and you ended up being right. But this just feels different.
888-957-9570 is the number. And how you feeling, Warrior fans, about this game tonight and about Klay Thompson's return? He was drafted by the Warriors in 2011. He won 4 titles. I'm looking at some numbers here over his career with Golden State. Man. Just pretty incredible. He had a 60-point game. He had a 37-point quarter. He had 14 threes in a game against Chicago, Woo! Which is still the record, and 11 three-pointers in the game 6 2016 NBA Western Conference Finals, one of his signature performances for no doubt about it. But
if you had to pick one, just one had to be the most impressive out of that duo, which one out of that selection, which one would you pick?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's got to be what Bob said, right? OKC, because it was a playoff game.
I mean, 60 points in 29 minutes is pretty unbelievable.
And why did they let him go get 80? That's what I hate, though, in sports. They pulled the dudes out. It's like, this is one of one.
It's called sportsmanship.
No. So we really have that.
Okay, and you're the guy. See, this is,
I'm just going past
and you're the guy. Then you're the guy who... He goes back in for the fourth quarter. He gets hurt, and now you can't understand why they did that.
You know
I'm right.
I'm on mute right now because I would be one of those. What was he doing in?
888-957-9570 is the number. It's starting to get a little bit crowded out here at Thrive City. Kirk Lacob is supposedly joining us at 1 o'clock, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Golden State Warriors. And the last we heard on Andrew Wiggins is he is questionable for tonight's game. He's got a back issue, apparently. For somebody who's watched as much sports as you, I just cannot understand why you are so wowed when a guy's hurt.
Hold on. The season just started.
Right.
There's an epidemic in the league around the.
So why are you surprised?
Because I just seen him balling, playing great defense on the road trip, and now we come home and he might. I get it, but it's too soon for me, man.
What is?
Wiggins in and out. I get the fever he had early to start to see. I just want the team whole, man.
Well, it's the NBA. And,
Boy, hey.
So I would stop acting surprised when guys don't play. That's what this league's become right now, unfortunately. Wow. I mean, it is just unbelievable.
It is.
How little certain guys play. And again, that's why I think the Warriors can win a lot of games in the regular season because of how deep they are and how many players that they play with. I want to play a little more of this sound from Steve Kerr. This is from yesterday. Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs, and I want to play the one FJ05, Steve Kerr on the meeting when he was told by Klay Thompson that he wasn't coming back to the Warriors. Take a listen.
I wanted to make sure that he knew how I felt and how all the coaches felt before he made a decision. This was right around July 1st, whenever, you know, free agency started. And because, you know, the last couple of years were really emotional for Klay. And you know, there's always contract stuff and you know, just things that get in the way of relationships at times. And, you know, the main thing I wanted him to know was just, you know, how much he meant to us and how much we wanted him back. And so it was great. It was great to connect to at least, you know, express my feelings for what we wanted. But in the end, I think it was the right decision for him. He you know, he was feeling strongly about needing a fresh start. And it's been a tough couple of years coming off the injuries. And I think he made his decision and he was at peace with it. And you know, at least I could be there with him, you know, as he made that decision and meet face to face. That was important for me and for us, I think.
All right. So that was Steve Kerr talking about meeting with Klay Thompson before he made his decision. But it sounded to me like Steve knew that he wasn't coming back to the Warriors. Steve might not have known where he was going at that point, but it sure felt like Steve knew he wasn't coming back to the Warriors at that point.
Yeah, and I'll just say this. Steve's version of that, that's how it went down, and that sounds like a fond memory to Coach Kerr, and I get it, but it's just kind of funny. You never know how Clay's looking at that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
let's play one more, Evan, and I can see Kirk Lake, the executive vice president, making his way here,
Kirk.
So he'll join us in a minute or two. But I want to play the sound of Steve Kerr talking about Klay downplaying his return and what Steve Kerr thinks Klay's up to by doing that. Take a listen.
For me, you know, someone who bounced around and wasn't anywhere close to the player Klay was. I mean, every single one of those games is special when you go back and play your old team and play in front of your old fans. And so he's going to be juiced. He's going to be excited and fired up. And I think, there's a reason he said that. He's trying to clear his mind and get centered and come out and play a great game. There's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot on him and a lot on us. And it's definitely a different night and an emotional night. And everybody has to do whatever they have to do to settle in and play well.
All right, so that was Steve Kerr talking to Willard and Dibbs yesterday and about what he thinks Klay's going to be up to during his return tonight.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.